Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. So another day, another string of tweets and at least one awkward phone call. Let's get the latest on President Trump from Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Clive.
What's been happening then? What's he done now?
Well, I suppose the biggest story of the day here remains the spat that we all now know Donald Trump engaged in with the Prime Minister of Australia during their telephone call last Saturday. I think it's worth saying that the White House dissembled about the content of that telephone call. They put a statement out late on Saturday insisting that everything had been normal and that the two leaders had agreed the vital importance of mutually beneficial relationships between the US and Australia. We now learn, thanks to the report of the Washington Post and since then other news organizations, that they had a furious row and that a telephone call that was supposed to continue for about an hour only lasted 25 minutes when Donald Trump decided to terminate it. So enraged was he about the details of a plan to resettle 1,246 asylum seekers from offshore detention centres where they're being housed in Australia and instead resettle them here in the United States. It's unclear whether Donald Trump knew the details of that deal before he got on the phone with the Australian Prime Minister. It is clear that this phone call has plunged relationships between the US and Australia that are usually very warm suddenly to the edge of a precipice. Donald Trump himself is now trying to claw things back a little bit in a meeting with executives and workers from the Harley-Davidson motorbike company. He said that he really values Australia and its alliance with the United States, but then he went on to say this.
For whatever reason, President Obama said that they were going to take probably well over 1,000 illegal immigrants who were in prisons, and they were going to bring them and take them into this country, and I just said, why? I just wanted to ask a question. I can ask that question of you, why? 1,250, could be 2,000, could be more than that. And I said, why? Why are we doing this? What's the purpose? So we'll see what happens.
So Donald Trump not committing himself entirely to honouring that deal. His spokesman says every single one of those asylum seekers, and they are, by the way, asylum seekers, not illegal immigrants, not, as he put it there, in prisons, but in refugee facilities offshore from Australia. It's not entirely clear that this deal will go ahead. His spokesman says that each one of them will now undergo extreme vetting before they are allowed to enter the United States, and there are no guarantees, of course, as to the outcome of that extreme vetting process.
And he says, and you think, well, it's perfectly reasonable to say, well, why is this happening, and he's asking himself why, but then you could equally say, well, why didn't he find out beforehand? Is he not being briefed when he's talking to a prime minister?
And we don't know that he went into the phone call not briefed about the nature of this deal. He may well have been briefed about it, and that briefing may have enraged him. But the bigger issue that is worrying foreign policy analysts and observers here in the United States is that if this is what he's prepared to do with an ally, you know, and he's really pulled the rug out from under the Australian Prime Minister, who is now facing all sorts of domestic political turmoil as a result of this row on the telephone. To some extent, he pulled the rug out from under Theresa May. I mean, announcing the immigration ban just a matter of hours after she left the White House while she was on her way to meet the Turkish president in Ankara. That clearly has caused her considerable dislocation back in Britain. If that's the way you treat your allies, what are you going to do with the people that you really don't get on with?
Well, such as Iran. What are the relations with Iran like at the moment?
Well, he has said, again, during that brief interaction that took place while he was meeting the Harley-Davidson folks, he has said that he is not taking any options off the table, including the military option with regard to retaliating against Iran after Iran tested their ballistic missile a few days ago. Republicans say, look, you know, President Obama insisted that the Iran nuclear deal was a good deal and it was going to stop Iran from going nuclear and delay the entire process. And here are the Iranians cocking a snook at the entire international community by engaging in this missile test. However, Donald Trump and his national security advisor have gone further. They have now both said, and this is the phrase they've used, that they are formally putting Iran on notice. And every time you ask the White House or the national security team what that means, no one can actually tell you what it means. It doesn't appear to have any kind of legal definition or legal consequence. So there's a lot of suddenly here in Washington, a city where words always matter, and successive governments, Republican and Democrat, weigh them very carefully. There is a lot of loose talk going on, and you can't always understand exactly what much of it means.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.